more soon.
There's so much.
So we've definitely grown. About 100 billion times deserves more than more, which also makes them more. We have more than a billion.
More than 20 million. More than 80 million. Grow more.
All Hit Radio.
This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Agra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
Hey, I'm Spike Priggin, host of the Bedazzled Radio Hour. Broadcast every week from 12:10 until 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, live from Spike's Record Rack, 400 Main Street in the village of Catskill. Every Wednesday, I play pop, rock, soul, country, blues, reggae, and other obscurities, and once in a while, a hit or two. Please check out the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, every Wednesday from 12:10 until 2.
Wave Farms WGXE is made possible in part by the generous support of Justin Grotlushin of Sri Lanka. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is a nonprofit organization based in Columbia County that organizes alongside immigrants and allies to collectively support, empower, and defend our communities. CCSM offers programs that assist newly arrived individuals, including food programs, mutual aid funds, legal support services, and opportunities to organize and be an activist. You can find more information on social media at CCSMNY or by calling 518-303-3848.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 28th. Local early morning temperatures range from 59 degrees in Medusa to 67 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 69 degrees. Pollen levels today will be high, air quality will be good. It is expected to be mostly dry. We get a high temperature of 82 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 56 degrees. Saturday is looking sunny with a high of 78 that will linger for a couple hours. Dew points will be in the upper 50s, making it a generally comfortable day. 57 degrees overnight takes us into a partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 82 at 3 p.m. Monday is looking rainy with a high of 81. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:32 a.m., low tide at 10:20 a.m., high tide again at 3:58 p.m., then low tide once again at 10:31 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 76 degrees and the tide strength is high. Sunset today will be at 7:24 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:13 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances at 5%. Plasma winds will be slow at 292 kilometers per second with an average density of 8 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently being lightly impacted above 17 megahertz with a level 1 noise floor. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 76, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Dream.
inseparable, and now we're almost strangers. Half empty, half forgotten, halfway to your home. I used to know every street name, now I'm guided by my phone. Sometimes the light is a fuse leading to powder cakes, encircling us, home in the city. You say all this, then you drive through and tell me later you're so busy. Sorry to miss sending my love, and I'll see you in April. We met as twin flames from a trick. Sometimes the light is a fuse leading to powder cakes.
The Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Ruling the Trump administration had unconstitutionally punished the artificial intelligence company for protected speech. A judge late Thursday permanently barred the Trump administration from enforcing a set of rules aimed at cutting off Anthropic from the federal government. At issue for Anthropic was its push to impose guardrails on its powerful AI model, Claude, which is used by the military. And fears of a new round of floodwaters slowed the search for survivors in Nepal, where at least 1,000 are missing. The New York Times notes China sought to allay concerns, with state broadcasters saying that the risk of a barrier lake in Tibet bursting had gradually decreased. Meantime, Connecticut activists want the state to restore voting rights for incarcerated people.
In 2001, former Governor John Rowland signed a bill restoring rights for people on probation, and in 2021, Governor Ned Lamont signed a law restoring rights for people on parole. Data from the Prison Policy Initiative finds 12,000 Connecticut residents are incarcerated, with most residing in state prison. James Jetter with the Full Citizens Coalition says voting is a right no one should lose.
Your right to vote ensures you're thinking through community in a broad way that reflects your home, your desires, your imagination on what you want your community to look like. So when you strip somebody of that, especially during the time of incarceration, they're isolated.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And in the light of the recent Cyclosporine outbreak that made at least 300 people and more than half of Iowa's 99 counties sick, small farm advocates are calling on regulators to rein in the control of large corporate agriculture operations in favor of regional producers.
The outbreak was tracked to Taylor Farms of Mexico, which supplied lettuce to fast food chains and other restaurants and grocery stores tied to the recent illness. Taco Bell's shredded lettuce got most of the attention during the Cyclospora outbreak, but Farm Action's Joe Maxwell says brand choices consumers have by choosing different restaurants or grocery stores belies the fact that one supplier is providing the same product to many different outlets behind different labels.
40% of the mixed salad kits in the country are Taylor Farms. 40%. So regardless of where you walk into, the likelihood is that you could be dealing with Taylor Farms. The restaurants and the others need to be asking more questions of their suppliers.
I'm Mark Moran.
Next, Michigan Democrats are again pushing a package of bills to help families manage the pressure of a difficult economy. House and Senate Democrats have refiled 9 bills designed to lower costs and provide long-term financial relief for people across the state. Representative Brenda Carter has reintroduced a previously approved bill that revises the types of properties exempt from bankruptcy.
Instead of being a punitive bill, my bankruptcy bill would hopefully open the door to give more opportunities to people who are struggling financially.
Lawmakers say Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed the earlier versions of the measures on a technicality. This is Public News Service.
More than 4,000 children were hospitalized for gunshot wounds in Florida between 2018 and 2024, an average of more than one child per day.
An analysis of hospital data by KFF Health News and The Trace found that the injuries are concentrated in a small number of zip codes with large Black and Latino populations, including in Jacksonville, Orlando, Miami, and Tampa. Dr. Jeffrey Goldhagen is a retired pediatrician at University of Florida Health Jacksonville and former director of the Duval County Health Department. He says the root causes are deeper than crime.
The root causes are grounded in a host of historical issues, generational issues, issues related to racism, issues related to discrimination, and on and on.
Homicide is now the leading cause of death for children and teens nationally. In Jacksonville, three zip codes rank among the 10 worst in the state for firearm injuries involving children. The Florida Department of Health does not identify gun violence as a public health issue, and the state's health improvement plan does not mention firearms. This story was produced with original reporting from KFF Health News, The Trace, Action News Jax, and WFTV. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And Utah voters care deeply about protecting public lands from privatization and development. That's according to a new analysis.
Researchers aggregated multiple polls and found that most Utah voters oppose selling public land and rolling back environmental protections. Aaron Weiss, executive director of the Center for Western Priorities, points to poll results showing that 75% of Utahns oppose the Trump administration's funding cuts to agencies such as the U.S. Forest Service and the National Park Service.
What all of these polls very consistently, though, is that Western voters see public lands, waters, and wildlife as a motivating factor in how they vote. And that is worth keeping in mind as we head into this election season.
I'm Mark Richardson.
Finally, summer may be coming to an end, but there's still plenty of water sports across the Great Lakes state. With more than 1 million registered boats spread across Michigan, lakes remain busy with families squeezing in their final days on the water.
One of the fastest-growing water sports is wake surfing, where riders use a rope to get onto a wave created by a boat, then let go and surf behind it. Whitney Bernash, a wake surfer and boating expert with Silver Spray Sports in Fenton, shares what boaters should know to enjoy the sport safely and respectfully.
Really, the biggest thing is that we don't want to be real close to shore. The boats aren't designed to be close to shore or in shallow water, so we really seek the deepest part of the lakes. And that's also going to give you the best wave for the rider as well.
Crystal Blair reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are a member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Jonathan Klein says the students he met at a climate protest in 2019 were angry. He had taken his daughter and her friends to a school strike in San Francisco, where thousands of students were protesting for climate action. He says the kids were frustrated with adults for not doing more when they have the power to do so, and for not preparing students for a climate-altered future.
It was like the rage that I heard from them, you know, the outrage and the clarity that this has to change.
Klein had spent years working in education, but after the protest, he started learning more about climate change. And soon he co-founded the nonprofit Undaunted K-12, which advocates for climate action in schools.
If our goal is to prepare young people for the future, then rising generations' futures are going to be deeply shaped by extreme weather and climate change, and in fact are already being shaped and disrupted by extreme weather. And so this is not somebody else's work, this is our work.
His group promotes climate education for students, tracks the impact of extreme weather on schools, and helps schools become more efficient with new HVAC systems and other appliances. So both schools and students are better prepared for some of the challenges of climate change. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Let me know. Mercy on me, shucks almighty. Now hear me sing. It seems I was born to love you, baby. And sometimes I wonder why I love you, baby. You hurt my pride deep down inside. You have done me so much wrong, honey.
Stereo apparatuur, jonge DJ, geweldige prijsfestival, reductie van CO2 met 50%. En Paterpoel heeft nog zo'n 16 of 17 andere dingen, goede dingen.
Paterpoel komt ook bij jou thuis.
Dankzij onze postbode komt jouw postorder direct bij ons in. Wow. Een sound voor jouw plekje.
We komen je halen, op de kabel en vooral daarbuiten.
Pak je helemaal.
Waar kom je van klaar?
Als wij het niet hebben,
vergeet het dan maar.
Paterpoel steunt en separeert.
Geeft af en neemt u mee.
Blijf luisteren tot uw einde.
We zijn ook milieubewust.
Heel loyaal.
Gratis reizen.
Cultureel eten.
Service met allure.
De Jacobs.
Adelle Bloemendaal.
Reportages buiten Amsterdam.
Lokaal nieuws en nog 36 of 37 andere dingen.
Gratis bier.
En nog heel veel, veel meer.
Thank you. M is for their media, movement, and myth. If you beat them at their own game, you've lost. So, you're in a band with a really important message, and you want to get it out to as many people as possible. So you're trying to get really popular and sell lots and lots of records. Or perhaps you're a political activist, and you think that it's necessary to use the mainstream media to educate people about certain issues. It seems to make sense that you should use these methods to reach people, because otherwise, who will notice you? Yes, you realize that you're making compromises with the very system you're trying to fight, but it'll be worth it in the end, and we all have to make compromises, don't we? It's worth considering whether we do after all. Just as it's worth questioning whether getting ahead in the system of cutthroat competition and mass marketing can ever really help us change the world. So what would happen if we stopped compromising, stopped playing their game altogether, and concentrated all our efforts on creating channels of our own for spreading ideas in new ways? The revolution cannot be televised. Of course they want you on their television show, radio program, rock festival, major label. They don't care whether they're selling mouthwash or anarchist revolution as long as they keep people watching and buying. They know that sooner or later, people are bound to get bored and fed up with the mindless, passionless dribble that they normally have to offer, and they count on you to keep new ideas and styles coming for them to exploit. Without that, they'd have nothing new to sell people. They know if they can find ways to sell your own expressions of outrage back to you, to cash in on the very frustration that their system creates, they've got you beat. They know that no message you could spread through their channels could be more powerful than the message that your use of their medium itself sends. Stay tuned. No awareness you could possibly raise with television appearances or CDs sold in shopping malls is more important than the awareness of the power of individuals to act for themselves. Television watching and super mall shopping keep people passive, watching things that they can never take part in and people they can never meet. Buying what is marketed to them by corporations rather than making their own music, their own ideas, their own lives. To motivate people to act for themselves, you have to contact them more directly. The values of mass production. We're taught to think of our success in terms of numbers, aren't we? If touching one person's life is a good thing, then touching 1,000 people's lives must be a great thing. It's easy to see where we learn to think this way. Our whole society revolves around mass production. The more units we can move, the more customers we can serve, the more votes we can get, the more money and stuff we have, the better, right? But maybe it's not possible to touch 1,000 people as deeply or as powerfully as one person or 10 people. And maybe it's not really so revolutionary, after all, to have one person or group telling everybody else what's right. Wouldn't it be better to try a decentralized approach where everyone works closely with those around them instead of a few people leading an anonymous mass? Do you or your band or your label have to save the world all by yourselves? Why don't you trust anyone else to do it with you? And have you noticed how much you have to stomp all over everyone else to get that success you plan to use to spread your message? One political band playing a show to 900 people can recite revolutionary slogans for everyone present to stand and listen to, but they remain out of arm's reach of most of the people there. Up on pedestals as musicians, artists, heroes. On the other hand, one band playing an equally impassioned show to 40 people in a more intimate setting can interact on a personal level with everyone there and make it clear that everyone is capable of doing what they do. Thus, they have the potential to spark 4 more bands or similar revolutionary projects, increasing the impact exponentially. The same goes for record labels, for writers, for speakers and artists, and of course for organizers and leaders of any kind. Working within the system. Most of us don't get much pleasure out of the things we have to do to work inside the system. We'd rather be reading books on our own than writing assigned papers for school, rather be using our skills, energy, and time to work on projects of our own choice, rather than selling ourselves to employers. But we feel like we have to work for them, whether we like it or not. It never occurs to us how much more fun, and perhaps more effective, it could be to take our labor out of their hands and do something else with it. Sure, it would be hard at first. But what could be harder than to have to put up with this bullshit for the rest of our lives? Better we dedicate ourselves to replacing it than just dealing with it. But, you protest, you're still going to be fighting the status quo. You're going to change things from the inside, right? That's what they tell you, at least. Of course, the system has appropriate procedures for people with grievances to go through to try to make things better. That's the safety valve to release pressure when people get too worked up. Do you think the powers that be would really let anyone use their own laws and methods to depose them? If this system provided opportunities for real change, people would have taken advantage of them a long time ago. Countless generations have set out convinced that they would succeed where others had failed. That's where lawyers and reporters come from, you know. They're the cynical corpses of idealistic young men and women who thought the system could be reformed. Besides, can you trust yourself to work within the system for the right reasons? We're all programmed to want success, to measure ourselves by wealth and social status, whether we like it or not. Could it be that you want to become a journalist or professor or political scientist or rock star because you can't bring yourself to consider any other option seriously? Because you're afraid to try cutting the safety line that ties you to the security of a mainstream lifestyle? And how can you be sure it isn't that dark corner of your heart pushing you to seek success? The part that loves the attention and feelings of greatness your popularity and social standing bring? Sure, it feels good to be able to tell your parents what your goals are and have them applaud your decisions. But is that any way to decide how to go about changing the world? Let's listen to our hearts, trust our instincts, and refuse to participate in anything that bores or outrages us. We need to nourish our idealism and our willingness to take risks, not work out new ways to integrate our frustration and our desperation for change back into the society that engendered them. Remember, every day we spend using the system is another day we'll have to wait until new networks and better ways of life replace the old ones. How do we get out of here? Yes, it often seems like there's no alternative to working within the system if we want to get things done and not keep our ideas quarantined within the narrow confines of the underground. But why keep the underground quarantined to narrow confines? Surely, if we put all our energy into expanding the spaces in which we can interact as free, equal human beings, rather than trying to repair the burning machinery of this doomed society, we could make at least as much of an impact. Imagine what we could achieve if we kept all our potential in our own hands and refused to waste it ever again, working for their system for even a minute. There's no excuse to let a fraction of our lives go by doing things we don't love, or to let any of our talents and efforts serve to prop up a world order we oppose. Instead, let's fight so hard and live so hard that others inside the cages of mainstream life can see us and are inspired to join us in our complete rejection of the old world and all its bullshit. And let's make our community something greater than they are. Let's make them more open and more capable of offering life support so that others really will be able to join us. The system we live under offers only losers' games, so why play them? It's up to us to create new games, more joyous and exciting than the old ones. Let's not try to beat them at their games, but make them join us in ours.
Really? Glukobop.
Hello, my name is Halfton, and I am the host here on Night Shift on the Lake Radio. Night Shift is a series of programs that investigates rest and relaxation in the nightly hours by curating some of the more obscure or more new thinking aspects of sound and music in ambient music. In this episode, We are listening to some Greek dark chamber ambient music. We're gonna explore together the dark ambient music from Greece and especially from Athens. We're gonna travel through the pretty explosive and loud and fascinating world of Greek dark ambient, and start by some of the more accessible or easy listening and go to some of the more experimental at the end. The interesting aspect of dark ambience from Greece is that they mix so many genres, from neo folk and folk music, metal, noise, industrial, dungeon synth, synth pop, and so on. And really has some strong 80s roots. And also has a lot of visual inspiration from Greek mythology and occultism. Super spooky atmosphere, all of it. But extremely nice to listen to. So, I hope you enjoy it.